Thoughts from the Mount of Blessing. Preface. The Sermon on the Mount is heaven's benediction to the world, a voice from the throne of God. It was given to mankind to be to them the law of duty and the light of heaven, their hope and consolation in despondency, their joy and comfort in all the vicissitudes and walks of life. Here the Prince of Preachers, the Master Teacher, utters the words that the Father gave him to speak. The Beatitudes are Christ's greeting, not only to those who believe, but to the whole human family. He seems to have forgotten for a moment that he is in the world, not in heaven, and he uses the familiar salutation of the world of light. Blessings flow from his lips as the gushing forth of a long-sealed current of rich life. Christ leaves us in no doubt as to the traits of character that he will always recognize and bless. From the ambitious favorites of the world, he turns to those whom they disown, pronouncing all blessed who receive his light and life. To the poor in spirit, the meek, the lowly, the sorrowful, the despised, the persecuted, he opens his arms of refuge, saying, "Come unto me, and I will give you rest." Christ can look upon the misery of the world without a shade of sorrow for having created men. In the human heart he sees more than sin, more than misery. In his infinite wisdom and love he sees man's possibilities, the height to which he may attain. He knows that, even though human beings have abused their mercies and destroyed their God-given dignity, yet the Creator is to be glorified in their redemption. Throughout all time the words that Christ spoke from the Mount of Beatitudes will retain their power. Every sentence is a jewel from the treasure house of truth. The principles enunciated in this discourse are for all ages and for all classes of men. With divine energy, Christ expressed his faith and hope as he pointed out class after class as blessed because of having formed righteous characters. Living the life of the life-giver, through faith in him, everyone can reach the standard held up in his words. Ellen G. White,